they were able to help you connect to this class, then go ahead and type, show me your smiles. You can put a smile. You can, very nice. I love those smiles, mashallah. So you can put a smiley there and you can show me how happy you are. Alhamdulillah. Yes, if you want, you can keep your screen open right now. I can see your smile, mashallah, this time. And a very warm assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to you, which means may Allah's mercy and his blessings and peace be upon you, right? May peace be upon you and his mercy and his blessings. So what are you going to say to me when I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh? Go ahead, at a count of 1, 2, 3, you all are going to give me a reply. Okay, this time some of the friends got 10, some of the friends got 20, and some of us were still trying to fix our settings. So I'm going to try one more time. If you can, thank you, Nasreen, for that hand wave. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to say a 30-pointer greeting to you. But the 30 points is all of this complete. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And let me hear.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inshallah, give yourself a big pat on the back. Most of you got 30 points this time. I'm so proud of you. Go ahead. Some of you are already writing. If you are here, you are going to check your intention. Why am I here? I am here to please. I'm going to take 30 seconds to recheck my intention. That why am I here? Why am I here with you, right? So I'm going to reset my intention. This is called Nia. You told me also, you taught me last time. So I'm going to reset my intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm here with these beautiful young children, these beautiful kids, so that I can be with them, inshallah, in a huge party in Jannah, right? So you can go ahead and write your beautiful name, and I am going to mark my labbaik as well in the register so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Okay. I have a dream that I have a huge swimming pool full of Skittles in Jannat al-Firdaus, and I can jump in it and eat as many Skittles as I like. And I don't have to worry about being fat, and I don't have to worry about eating too much sugar or hurting my teeth in Jannah, right? So I'm looking at your labbaik, and I'm now making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me see all these beautiful kids in Jannah, and they can all come to that swimming pool, and inshallah we can enjoy it together, right? So alhamdulillah, so happy again to see you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you healthy and happy and really excited, inshallah. Aisha, you want to say something? Aisha?
Mommy.
Okay, I think your hand is maybe raised by mistake, so I can lower that, inshallah. And at this time, if you want, you can open the cameras and show me your beautiful notebooks, because today we are going to start putting programs in there. So go ahead, show me your beautiful notebooks that you have. And let me see if you have your writing supplies with you. And wow, look at that binder. I love it. MashaAllah, beautiful. Awesome. I love that design. Rahma, that is so beautiful. Pretty. Okay. Ibrahim, you're showing it, but because of your screen, it's not showing me completely. It's just, you know, it's just showing us that image that you have in the back. So if you want to turn the image off, then I think it will show. Very nice, Amna. Good job. I think Zia, it's a different name, but you can put your own name there also, sweetie. The one logged in with Zia name. Okay. You can rename it and you can name it your. Good job, Tahreem. MashaAllah, Safa. Okay. And good job, Ishal. Very nice. MashaAllah. Beautiful. Excellent. I hope you have made some divisions. We are going to go to Quran time right now. So your one one would be your Quran, one will be your story time. You can leave some pages. We are going to be together for like 7 weeks around, right? So we are in our second week, mashallah, Amina. That is so beautiful. Good job, Amina. So if you have not received, gotten it, this is the time to get up. And or if you have somebody helping you, then ask them that please give me some colors, some crayons, some markers, and some nice notebooks so that you can take notes very nicely, right? A learner looks very nice when they have their learning tools with them, okay? A learner looks very nice when they have their learning tools with them. And I hope you're sitting very comfortably. No sitting on the bed, no sitting like, you know, you're laying down or something. We set our intentions. We are here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I look on my right and I look on my left. And alhamdulillah, I have Kiramin Katibin, these angels who are writing down everything for me. This is so beautiful, Mashin. I love it. Mashallah. It's so beautiful. I love it. Awesome. So this is Ibrahim's notebook, I think. It says Ibrahim, I guess. Okay, so alhamdulillah. So now what we're going to do is, I gave you 30 seconds to go ahead if you need to grab, and the rest of us, we can turn our cameras off. Thank you so much, Sayyid Zurayz. That looks so beautiful, mashallah. Jazakallah khair for showing me, Zurayz. I'm so proud of that. So go ahead. Now we're going to turn our cameras off. And remember, we talked about this in this classroom. We follow rules very nicely. So mashallah, all those who know they are following rules, they are turning them off. Zed, jazakallah khair. That looks so nice. Awesome. Let's see what new notes are you going to take today. Now, that's going to be my last viewing. Now, everybody is going to take beautiful notes today. And I will ask you to turn your cameras on at the end to show me what did you take. Okay? So let me get myself sit upright, very nice, so that I am focused. And let me get my listening ears on, so you can rotate and you can get your listening ears on, your pencil in your hand, so you can take notes very nicely. And this is going to be the Quran time, okay? Now, when we come to the Quran, we talked about it, that there is some bad guy who does not want us to focus. He will be like, oh, you can still keep the camera on. You can still keep doing what you're doing, right? Who is that? That is somebody really bad, right? And we don't want to listen to him. So let's say ta'awuz and get him out of here. So we say together, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. I seek protection of Allah from shaytan, the rejected. And we remember from our last class that Bismillah brings blessings. So we are going to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. So alhamdulillah, some of our friends, most of our friends got 100% defense shield on because they were listening very carefully. Their cameras are off. They are writing right now. They are writing words. And for some of us, we are still getting tricked. So what I'm going to do is I have to turn it off for you so that you can focus. Okay, option number one, I need to look at myself in the camera and other friends at this time. Or option number two, we are going to learn right now. Go ahead and write one or two. Yes, for my 5 years old, 7 years old, you can even draw. Can you draw a shield like this in your screen, in your notes? So you can go ahead and you can draw us. If you want, you can draw. There will be things on the screen, so you can even draw. So mashallah, I am so proud of those who are opting for number two. Okay. And no turning on the cameras until I ask you towards the end, and you will show me how beautiful your work is. So now no more touching the screens. And if I need to talk to you, I can handle it from my own self. So give your mom and dad a big hug for helping you set up. Even if you don't type in the chat prompt, it's okay. I will see your work at the end. Okay? So let's stretch and say it one more time. With full consciousness that we need to get this bad guy out of here. Okay? So, Zuha, are you able to hear me? Zuha, what did I say? We're going to keep the cameras off, right? Okay, thank you. So, inshallah, jazakallah khair. And I am so proud of those friends who type one time. They know the rules. They don't just keep on pressing the two like that. They just type one time, and that shows me that how smart they are. Okay, so proud of them, inshallah. And since the friends keep coming in the room a little late, so they miss all the instructions. So option number one, I should come to the class on time. Or option number two, I should come to the class late. Which one do you think is right? Very good. I should come to the class on time. So those who have just joined us, please keep your cameras off and let's focus. And one last time, we're going to get this bad friend out of here so we can very, very focus ourselves together. So let's recite one more time. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Your turn. Go ahead and say it at your places. MashaAllah, so proud of you. Excellent. So I am so proud of you that you are able to see it very, very well. MashaAllah. And I was so excited to hear your beautiful voices in your homework group. So give yourself a big pat on the back and loved your recitations, loved your ta'awuz, loved your tasmiyah, and loved the way how you shared your knowledge, mashallah. So how many of us are going to sit here and just learn that option number one? Or option number two is, I'm going to learn and I'm going to teach in my house and I'm going to send my homework and teach so many other people. That's number two. MashaAllah. Okay, so if anybody did not get the group or anything, please direct your concerns to the course coordinator's email. That way you will be addressed very well. Okay, inshallah. So at this time, my friends, let's focus. We are going to write on our notes Fatiha. This is Surah Fatiha. Okay, and Surah Fatiha is the first chapter of the Quran. Fatiha means opening. Okay, just like you open something, just like you see the stage on which these curtains are going back and this is opening up. So Fatiha means opening. You can write that Fatiha is the greatest surah in the Quran. It's the greatest surah in the Quran. It is so great that we recite it in every rakah in our salah. Right? You can write that in your notes and you can talk about it, that we recite it in every rakah in our salah. So today, you're going to ask in your homes, what is the meaning of Fatiha? And Fatiha, now you know, means opening. This surah is also called the mother of the Quran. In Arabic, it's like Ummul Quran. So this is the mother of Quran. I am so excited that we are going to learn Surah Fatiha and understand what does it mean. How many of us would love to know what is the meaning of Surah Fatiha? Alhamdulillah. So go ahead and give me option number one if you have memorized Surah Fatiha, and option number two if you have not yet fully memorized Surah Fatiha. If you're still memorizing it, if you're still learning it, it's okay. Okay, thank you so much for being so honest. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. I have some friends who are still memorizing and I have some friends who have memorized. So see, we can all learn and teach each other, MashaAllah, and we can learn so much. So in your notes, you're going to write the verse number one and we are going to learn the wonderful meaning of Surah Fatiha, and we are going to start reciting the verse number one. And some of you can keep repeating and can memorize even during this time, only if you make sure that the bad guy is not there and you can stay focused with me. Okay? Sounds good? Awesome. Okay, let's, just wanted to make sure that the screen looks very neat and clean. And okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Verse number one. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You can write the meaning. Alhamdu, all praise and thanks. You have to make sure that you say this ha as different than from ha. So it's going to be alhamdu. You can say it at your place. Alhamdu. Okay. Everybody can say it. One, two, three. Inshallah. So when I'm teaching you just a word, then you just repeat just one word, okay? To make sure that even if you've memorized, we are saying it in a correct way. So alhamdu, al means the. This al, wherever you will see it, it's most of the time it means the. So, al means the, and all, praise and thanks. Lillahi. Lillahi means to Allah, or for Allah. Whatever me and you need to do in this life, we need to do it for Allah. Right now, do you need to sit here with very good manners and writing very nicely? Option number one for us. Or option number two, for Allah, go ahead and lock your answers. We are going to sit very nicely here because we are in this classroom for my teacher. Or option number two, I'm going to sit very nicely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excellent. When you sit here nicely for Allah, thinking about Allah, then your teacher automatically becomes happy. Okay? When you do anything for the sake of Allah, then people automatically becomes happy. So next time mommy or dad, they tell you to do something, just make your intention that I am going to listen to mommy. I am going to listen to daddy. Why? Because Allah told me to listen to my parents when they are telling me something right to do. So when you will make that intention and you make your intention for Allah, then you get extra good deeds from that. Action will become really, really, really happy when you do something for Allah. And who is Allah? That introduction is right here. Rabbi. So what does that mean? It means He is the Lord. He is the one who created you. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror? How many of you have looked at yourself in the mirror? How many of us can feel our eyelashes right now, how soft and delicate they are. Subhanallah. How many of us can touch our hands? We have a skin and then from that comes out the nails, which are a little hard, right? So Allah is the one who is our Lord. He's the one who made us. Al-Alameen. He is the Lord of not only me and you, but of the entire universes. Everything in the universe. Can you name some things in the kingdom of Allah? What all Allah made, you can type. Yes, mashallah, Hajra, He made the moon. How huge is that? Allah has given me little sister. Well, mashallah, Raya. Sun and earth. Yes, beautiful sunlight these days. The stars, Abiha, and Maharush, the sky. Yes, Maryam, trees. Yes, and me, galaxies, planets. Who forgot the cookies? Who forgot the yummy, delicious watermelon? And the mangoes, which we'll be getting soon. The flowers, the birds, the water, this laptop, subhanAllah, so many things. The lollipops, yes, food and cookies, subhanAllah. He is so merciful. I hope you type one answer. Yes, a candy. I love candies. That's why I want to have that Skittles swimming pool in Jannah and a whole palace full of candies and lovely things where we can eat as much as we like. Okay, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. He gave us all of that. He's Lord of the universe. And when you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you know what? He tells to the angels that this particular slave of mine has praised me. Hamadi Abdi, this person has praised me. And Allah feels happy that you have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, imagine this life, the prophets that we talked about last time. And of course, our mom and dad. He's so thankful that Allah gave us our mom and dad. This is so amazing, right? So let's say the second verse together. And some of you have already written down the meaning in your notebooks. And you can even draw some of these things. If you don't know how to write, you can draw some of those things that Allah gave us, right? Allah gave us, like, you know, I'll show you how I will draw something that I like. I should not be eating that a lot, but I like it. So that's a candy for me. Let's see. You guys can be drawing way better than that. But this is going to be a wrapper candy, right? So you can draw things as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all these yummy, delicious fruits from which even, and the sugar even that comes, and we make it from that, right? So let's recite the verse number 2. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You can try saying it. Let's see if we can all say this together. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful, excellent. And inshallah, you'll keep on practicing on that. And once you will send it on your homework group, by that time, you have perfected it very nicely. So what is Ar-Rahman? The most gracious. And what is Ar-Rahim? The most merciful. This is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even when we are stuck in our home, we are sitting here together and we are still learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that a mercy? Amazing mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sitting all over the world, somebody somewhere, and still we are all sitting together here and we are able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's do this one last time together. We're going to recite this one last time together. I will remove this candy out of the way. It makes me hungry. Today is Monday and the Prophet used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So I am fasting right now and this candy is making me really hungry right now. Okay, so let's say this together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. We're going to recite together. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Your turn. Go ahead. Excellent. Some of you have memorized and you don't know where to stop. So we stopped at Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And inshallah, on Thursday, we are going to do the rest of them. Inshallah. So now there is the session for you, which is your dua session. And inshallah, we will ask our dua teacher to come in and teach us the wonderful duas. So get ready, open your notebooks, and make sure that you have it at a place where you can write the dua for today. Okay, so inshallah, we will go to our dua session now. And go ahead, you can write the title, and over to you, inshallah, Sister Fatima.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear kids, how is everyone? Good? Alhamdulillah. Is everyone okay? Enjoying holidays? Alhamdulillah, fine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all. Alhamdulillah, jazakallahu khaira. I am all good. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today, in this dua session, we will do one more dua. Is anyone remember last time which dua we have done? Which dua we have done last time? Dua for sneezing. Yes, very good. When we sneeze, what we have to say is Alhamdulillah. And our companion or our brother or anyone who is sitting beside us, he will say Yarhamukallah. And then it's my turn to say Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. Very good. Yarhamukallah, yes. And then Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. Alhamdulillah, you have learned it all, mashallah. I was also listening to your recitation. I was so happy and it was so good to hear all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all the practicing Muslim. Ameen, inshallah. Today is dua about sleeping. Who loves to sleep? Everyone likes to sleep? I really like to sleep, but only at night. Okay. And all you guys going to bed early? It's really good. I love sleeping. Okay. It's really good to go early to bed. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So it's better to go to bed on the time. When we go to bed, first thing we have to do is to lay on the right side and say our dua, which is, you can repeat after me, I will recite, and then you can repeat after me, okay, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Allahumma. Allahumma bismika bismika amutu amutu wa ahya. One more time. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. In a stretch. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. So short, so simple. It's very easy dua we must have to say before going to sleep. Now we will learn about its meaning also. Allahumma means, oh Allah, we are, you remember dua is a conversation with our Allah. So we are asking Allah, oh Allah, bismika, with your name, amutu, I die, wa ahya, and I live. Allahumma, we are asking Allah, we are talking to Allah, Allah is our Lord. Bismika, with your name. We already understood that when we say Bismillah, with the name of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our task. So now we are going to sleep. So definitely when we say Bismika, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in our sleep. Now the word is coming amutu. Amutu is from maut. Like we can say the maut. I can make it more easy for you. You know, when we are sleeping, we are just like a person who is dead. We are not dead at that time, but it's our sleeping is more like a death because we do not know what's going around us. We are unable to walk. We are unable to sleep. We are unable to see. We are unable to talk, see, or doing anything. Like we do not know what's going around us. So when we are sleeping, it's more like a death, right? Yeah, we are not eating anything, we are not seeing, we are not talking, we do not know what's going around us. So it's just like a death. So here amutu is used for the sleeping, but we can understand it's just like a death also. Sleep is more like a death. We cannot say it's a death, but it's the word amutu means for the sleeping. Okay, got it? And then wa ahya, and I live. Definitely after sleeping we are waking up. So it's like we are waking up from our death. Okay, yeah, we are not talking, we are not doing anything. So what we have learned is that, oh Allah, with your name, I die means I sleep, and then we live with the name of Allah. With the name of Allah, what will be the benefits we will get is first one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in our sleep. We will no more tired in early in the morning. When we will get up, we will get up very fresh, very happy, and shaitan will not come in our dream. Yes, no nightmares. Very good, Sanya. No nightmares. Shaitan will never ever come in our dream when we say this dua. Okay? And one more important thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us and save us all through the night from all the shayateen, from all the nightmares, from everything that can be bad to us. Okay? So what should be our habit is to say this dua every time before going to bed. I will recite it one more time and you all have recited. Okay? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. O Allah, with your name, I die and I live. Say with me. O Allah, with your name, I die and I live. Now what's our duty? If we want to make our sleep is a blessing from Allah, then we must have to recite this dua daily. Okay? Inshallah. You're all going to give me a big promise? All recite it? Inshallah, this night before going to sleep? Inshallah. Very well done. I'm so proud of you. Okay? Inshallah, we are going to our next session right now. Yes, I do promise. Very good. I do always. Alhamdulillah, we have done our dua. We have learned it so well. Alhamdulillah, we learned its meaning also. Now it's our next session. I'm leaving the mic for the sister Juwelia so that we can continue. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair. Wa aslan jazah. Sister Fatima, this was so beautiful. How many of us learned this? How many of us practice this enough that they can say it now? Alhamdulillah. Let's see. MashaAllah. Okay, so I'm going to unmute you all and let's see if you can all say this dua one time. Ready? One, two, three. MashaAllah, so proud of you, MashaAllah. Most of you said it very nice. That is so beautiful.
Excellent. Oh Allah, your name, I die.
Alhamdulillah, that was so incredible and that was so beautiful, MashaAllah. So really proud of you. This deserves a special, special treat for you, right? Because you did so good. So give yourself a big pat on the back. And I have three hands people have raised. I'll just take them and then everybody can get ready for story time. Okay, so we will move to story time. But any three comments? Yes, Lumesa?
I love my
Wow, mashallah, big star for you. Excellent. And Ibrahim? Mashallah, Ibrahim, a big star for you. And is it Raya?
Yes. ابو ليدوى
لما بسمك انت يا العالم عم تدرسها
Mashallah, that was so good, mashallah. Yeah? And you can even stop here. When you're saying this one, you can just stop here. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Okay? And if mommy and daddy by chance forget when you are going to bed, then you can remind them and give them a big hug when they are putting you in bed, and then you can say this dua. Right? How many of us promise that they will do that? Show me. Don't write one. Don't write two. Give me a smile if you can do that. It's just a colon and a bracket like that. Right? So, mashallah. Thank you for typing, promise. Okay. So, drum roll. Now we have the story time and the very happy and excited you. We will move to the story time and with Dania and Hadia, inshallah.
Today we are going to be talking about a very special prophet. Can anyone guess who that is? Let me give you a hint. It is the last prophet. Yes, it is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we are going to be talking about how the Quran was first revealed. Let's start. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in 570 AD. AD does not mean after death. In simple terms, it means 570 years after Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wonder about the creations of Allah and how they were made. He liked to go to a cave called Cave Hira on top of a mountain near Mecca. Sometimes he would spend days in the cave. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to think about the wonderful creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One night, while Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone at Cave Hira, Angel Jibreel, a leader of the angels, appeared to him. Angel surprised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because there is a huge light that filled the cave, but there was no man in sight. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt an invisible man squeeze him tightly and say, "Read." Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know how to read, so he responded, "I cannot read." Again, Angel Jibreel said, "Read." Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again replied, "I cannot read." The third time, Jibreel embraced him and said, "Read in the name of your Lord who created everything, created man from a clot of blood. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who taught by the pen, taught man what he knew not." Hadia, can you recite Surah Alaq for our little friends here?
Yes, we can. There's five ayahs of Surah Alaq.
Let's get our protective shield on.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
هاديا, what does this mean?
Okay, I will tell you the meaning of it. Read in the name of your Lord. And from a clot
How do you think Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt? The first word of the Quran is Iqra, read. Let's all say together. R-E-A-D, read to succeed. The Prophet was frightened. That had never happened to him before. So he decided to go back home. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving the cave, he heard a voice calling him. It was Angel Jibreel again. When the Prophet looked up, he saw the huge figure of Angel Jibreel with 600 wings filling the sky.
Wow! And only two of them were open. 600 wings and only two of them were open? That is a lot.
Yes, angels are great. And Jibreel is the greatest of them all.
What happened next?
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went running home. When he arrived, he was tired and scared. He told his wife Khadija to cover him up with a blanket. Later, he told her what had happened to him up in the cave. Khadija calmed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Angel Jibreel again to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He ordered him to start calling on people to believe in Allah and worship him alone.
Wow! This was how the revelation of the Quran began. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he also chose Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
ever.
Jazakumullah khairan, and now I will pass it on to Mama Doon.
Jazakallahu khairan. That was a beautiful story. If you have any lesson that you learned from this story, then I am going to lower your hands and you can start raising them and tell us, what did you learn from the story of the first revelation? What did you learn from that? And you can keep writing in your notebooks as well. So go ahead, Zakaria. Yes, Zakaria?
What did she say?
Zakaria, what did you learn from this story?
Zakaria, what did you learn?
I learned that I learned the dua for sleeping.
Okay, that we learned from the dua, right? So I asked, like, you can raise your hand if you want to share if what did you learn from this story. So go ahead, Raya.
Do whatever Allah does.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you raise your hand, friends, be ready to talk by yourself, okay? Because it will be difficult for us. It's not fair to other friends who are waiting in line, okay? So go ahead, Aisha.
Aisha. Come on, sir. What did you learn from this story?
I don't know what to tell. What I should tell
it. Come on, Aisha.
Okay, Aisha.
What did you learn from the story?
The first time. Okay, so remember we talked about that this was the first time ever Rasulullah was thinking in the cave of Hira. He was thinking about what this world is for. He used to look at things around and think, and then Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came and he gave him the first words of the Quran. Yes, Iman. Iman, what did you learn? Okay, now it's Zia's turn. Yes, Zia?
I learned the first word in the Quran.
MashaAllah. And what is that first word?
Ikra.
MashaAllah. Excellent. That is Ikra. And we can all say this together with our hands stretched out and our fingers. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let's say this together. R, E, A, D, read to succeed. Let's see if we can all say this together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Very good. So you were telling me, some of you were telling me the surah, but we're going to say in this English, we're going to say R-E-A-D. Now that we are at home as well, we can read a lot of things, right? So we can read a lot of things. Very good. R-E-A-D. Read to succeed. Let's try one more time. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. MashaAllah. Excellent. So I'm so happy for you that MashaAllah, you know now that the Quran, the first revelation happened is this Mount Hira, which was really high up in the mountains, and Rasulullah ﷺ used to sit here, he could see the Kaaba from there, and he used to think about what is this light for, because there were people who were worshipping the idols at that time, and he didn't like that. So he was thinking, and it was the first word which was coming to the Prophet ﷺ. How many of us love to read? Go ahead and type one. You can even type your lessons because it will not be possible for us to talk to everybody here. But once you will be sending your homeworks, then inshallah, you can even share some things extra as well. So here, mashallah, good job. You all are smart readers. So you can even write in your notebooks. If you are a reader, you will be a leader, inshallah. So reading is a very good quality. Raise your hand if you want to share, how do you read at your home? Any specific thing, or how is your reading like at home? So go ahead, Muhammad. Yes, Muhammad.
My mommy reads.
Your mommy reads. And what about you? Do you read?
I also read.
So what do you like to read?
Quran stories.
Quran stories. MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you. And I hope you
Quran
can
stories.
Quran stories. MashaAllah. Excellent. So you can even type the name of your favorite books in the chat box as well. And we know that Rasulullah ﷺ told us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the first word was read. So go ahead, Shajia. What do you like to read?
I like to read stories.
So which stories do you like?
Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah, excellent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your knowledge and actions. Aisha, what do you like to read?
I like to read Quran.
You like to read Quran, mashallah, mashallah, barakallah fi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all. So what is Quran? Quran is, what is Quran? Let's see if anybody can tell me in the chat box by writing, or in your, and I'm going to see if you are drawing that as well, because we are going to learn about a special, special book, which is from Allah. Very good. And you already typed it. It is the book of Allah. So Quran is the book from Allah. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us more books? Yes, he sent us holy books to guide us that how we are going to live our life. But those books were for the people at that time. Okay, so those books were for the people of that time, and they were sent for that particular area. But the Quran was sent to the last prophet, right? There were some prophets who were given some books. You can write that in your notebook as well. And the prophets were role models, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how we can worship him in these books. But they were for the people at that time. Okay, but the last and final book which was sent for everybody, every single human being in this world, the name of that book was the Quran, alhamdulillah. And today we learn that the first word which was in this book was read. Excellent. It was Iqra. You can write that Quran is the last and final book. And this book was given to the last and final prophet. And he was the best man on earth. His name was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? And the first message of this book was to read. So next time when you pick up a book and you're reading, you can even read about, the how to make a cupcake, how to make candy. You can read about a lot of things in this world, right? There's so many things that you can read about. But whenever you will say Bismillah before reading, it will help you pick up a nice book to read and not like a bad book to read, right? So let's see what some friends have to tell us about it. While some of you are drawing the Quran in your notebook, some of you are writing the name of a last prophet look very pretty. This is like very similar to the word we did in Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu. So in Alhamdu, it meant all praise. And Muhammad means the most praised one, right? You hear the same sound, Hamd. So here it means the most praised one, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Umar, what would you like to share? Muhammad Umar.
It took 23 long years to complete the reverse of the Quran.
MashaAllah, Muhammad Umar, that is so beautiful that you took away. So yes, only the 5 verses, they were revealed at that time, and then after that another surah, and then it kept going, and this happened all in 23 long years. SubhanAllah. So next time we pick up the Quran, we can just, you know, feel so happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it down for us, right? So jazakallah khair for sharing that. At this time, if some of you want to turn the cameras on, show me your notes, you can even do that, okay? Mahroosh? Mahroosh, what did you learn today? Mahroosh, are you feeling happy today?
Yes.
Yes, alhamdulillah. So what made you happy today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you happy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you away from any harm, inshallah. Azan Abdullah, you want to share something? Yes, Abdullah?
Me, ma'am.
You want to share something? What did you learn today?
I learned Surah Fatiha's meaning.
Mm-hmm. You want to recite those two verses for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wadh-dhalin. Amin.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah, mashaAllah, you have memorized the whole of it. And alhamdulillah, some of the friends who are still memorizing, inshallah, we'll keep working on it. So I'll take one more comment from Hiba. Go ahead, Hiba.
Reading is important. It was the first instruction from Allah.
MashaAllah, Hiba. So what do you like to read? How much, or let me ask you, how much time do you read in your day? Mm-hmm.
Do you read a lot or you read less?
I read a lot.
You read a lot. So how much do you like to read? Give me, like, how do you make sure that you read in a day?
Five books.
You read five books. MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you. Excellent.
And I even sometimes write down the first the line of the book.
Awesome, mashallah. I'm so proud of that. And you know, friends, some of us, like, now that we know that the first word that the Prophet ﷺ was given was read, we can make some reading areas in our homes. Okay. And yes, Amina and Aiza, I am trying to see the cameras. Somehow the cameras are not showing in front of me, so I can't see you. Okay, now here I got it. Okay, Fizan, I can see. Okay, alhamdulillah, I got it. So if you want to show me your notes, you can do that. But in another few minutes, mashallah, that looks so beautiful. Zurayz, mashallah, beautiful, excellent. Wow, you guys are so amazing. You are like artists. You're so incredible. I love your colors and your designs. And I'm sure all of you can see it now here. Can you see everybody's work? Yes. Does it make you happy how nice everybody is working? MashaAllah. So happy. Right? And we have so many friends. MashaAllah. Good job, Safa and Amina. MashaAllah. All of you. They're all beautiful work. So let's see. Let's turn off our cameras and write one more thing that I want you to tell you is, just like every book has some right on us, right? Do we like rip off a book? Can we get a book and start jumping on top of the book? Yes or no? No, books are friends. Books are special. We need to read them. We don't jump on them. Can I put my food on my book and eat? Can I do that? No, I should not be doing that, right? So alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that we take very good care of our books, just like you're taking good care of your notes right now. You're writing them very nicely. You can take care of them. But when you come to the Quran, it's really important that we extra good care of this book, right? Because Quran is the last and final book sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so what is something that I'm going to do with this book? And you're going to write that. There are five things that we need to do when it comes to this book, and which was given to the last prophet. So we follow this book and we follow the last prophet. That's called Sunnah. So what are those five things? You're going to write them. Number one, I need to be very sure that this book is the last book sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so I need to believe in it. I need to know that every time I just say one letter from this book, I get 10 good deeds or more. This book can make me happy. This book will tell me what to do in life. So I need to believe in it. Okay, that's number one. Let's see who is going to make very nice five sections on a brand new page. Five, right?
five rites of Quran, and then you can discuss that with your families, you know, today and this week, inshallah. Okay, so you can talk more about what does belief mean. Belief means that I go to this book more often than any other book because this is the best book, right? And I hope everybody has a Quran in their home. Now, number two is to recite it. It's to read or recite it very nicely and correctly. So when I stand for reading Surah Fatiha, I'm not going to say, I have to say it in a nice way. I cannot say it too fast. I cannot say it too slow. If I don't know a letter correctly, then I can ask somebody. I can ask my mom. I can ask my dad. I can ask my teacher. Teacher, please tell me, how can I recite it in a nice way? And then we can learn how to recite it. So just like we were learning how to recite ta'awuz together, and we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. So I need to recite it very nice and very beautifully, inshallah. Okay, so I hope you have written that down very nicely. And mashallah, those who did, I'm going to give them a star here. Okay, those who written down five stars for you, if you have written one and two, mashallah. Okay, the third one is that I need to understand what I'm saying. If I start talking to you right now and I say, fa-fi-fa-fu-fa-fi-fa-fa-fi-fa-fi-fa-fa-fa-fa, you will start laughing and you'll be like, what's going on? What are you trying to tell us? So if I just keep on saying fi-fi-fa-fa-fi-fa-fu-fa-fi-fa, so you will be like, what's that? Some of you are laughing already, right? So if I say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, type one, if I just say it, or type two, I need to know what it means. So go ahead, which option is right? One or two? Good job, Afi, mashallah, balloon, balloon, right? I should not be like fee fee foo fa fa fee. No, I should know what I'm saying. If I am saying Alhamdulillah, then I should mean what I'm saying, right? So it's very, very important. So I'm so proud of those friends who already wrote this one down, and that is to understand it. And that's why we are here together in this class, to understand what this Quran is saying. Okay, now Amina, let's focus with me right now, okay? And I'm going to ask you to show very, very quickly. Each one of us is going to help others learn here in this classroom. Okay, number four is to follow it. If Quran is telling me something to do and I say, yes, I believe in it, yes, I recite it, yes, I understand it, but I do not follow it. I cannot do what Allah is telling me to do. Then is that going to be right? What do you think? Yes or no? Is that going to be right? No, it's not going to be right. Very good, mashallah, smart learners. You are so amazing. So that's absolutely correct, that it's not going to be right. Okay, so if I believe that this is the best book, then I will recite it in a very nice way. I will try to understand what I am reciting, and then I will follow it. For example, Allah says in the Quran, then Allah made the night for you to rest. So then, if I need to follow, I need to make sure that after Isha Salah, if there is nothing, something that I am doing to learn something more, I'm not going to waste my time. I am going to go to bed in a nice way, right? Because Allah told me to do that. And the last and the final thing is to pass it to others, to share it with others. Yes, practice as a Muslim. Very good, Izan. Excellent. So we have to practice as a Muslim. We have to pass it to the others. If this book is so good, then option number one, I should just hide it, just keep it to myself. And option number two, I should share with others what this book is telling me. Go ahead and type your answer. Hide it or share it? Very good. Excellent. So am I just going to share it with Muslims or should I be sharing it with those who do not know Islam right now? All of them. Excellent, Hadia. I need to share it with everybody, right? Tell everybody how cool is this book, okay? I see a lot of hands of my friends who are wanting to share something right now, but to be fair, I'm going to just lower the hands and now ask you if you have something valuable to share. Moms and parents, don't raise hand if the friend is not ready, okay? So if you are ready to share something with us with regards to a lesson today, then go ahead, you can raise your hand and I can unmute you and you can share with us what you like to share, okay? And that's one of the fifth right of Quran that you need to share. So five stars to everybody who have written down. You can open your cameras, you can show me, while some friends are sharing their knowledge by talking also, by raising their hand. So those who want to speak, if you write it on the chat prompt, I can't do anything. You will have to raise your hand just like Inaya has done it here, okay? And just like Zoraiz has done it and Abu Bakr has done it. So get ready, three friends, and I will definitely take three. After that, let's see if we have more time, inshallah, okay? All right, Inaya, go ahead. Yes, Inaya. Inaya, you wanted to say something while I'm looking at Hiba's beautiful work and I'm trying to see how can I give star to you guys on this screen. Mashallah, I love your hand wave. So I think Inaya is not ready. So say yes, Ray. Go ahead. Sometimes there's a delay because we are sitting in so many countries. Yes, Zuraiz?
I didn't know that Angel Jibril had 600 wings.
He had 600 wings. That's beautiful note that you've written down. And you know what? Only two of those wings were open when Rasulullah saw him on the mountain, on the sky, and it was covering the entire sky. I am making some stars here for some friends who are showing me their work. So proud of your work, mashallah. So beautiful. I love the drawing and I love what you wrote. Okay, Abu Bakr. Yes, Abu Bakr.
Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was our last prophet.
MashaAllah, I'm so proud of you for saying that because there's so many people who don't know that. There's so many people, they think, oh no, Jesus is the last prophet or Isa alayhi salam is the last prophet, but they don't know that. So this is so beautiful. Zuraiz, I love your work here also. I'm trying to see how I can give you stars on your screens. But mashallah, great job. I'm going to keep giving stars here while friends keep showing me. So go ahead. This is the time. If you have not turned the camera on, you can. And you can show me your beautiful, beautiful writing. Azan, if you lift it a little bit, I'll be able to see it. Go ahead and lift it a little bit. Very nice. Mashallah. Beautiful. Excellent. Zuraiz, I love those colors. Awesome. And you can keep repeating also. So the five rites of the Quran, let's see if a friend can repeat from Isha Jay. Can you repeat the five rites of Quran for us? Yes. Yes, Sadia. Number one?
Believe in it.
Very good. Thank you. I got my number one. Go ahead, Gumesa. Number two? Number two, what should I need to do with the Quran?
Read.
Very good. Excellent. I need to read it or I need to recite it. These are right here. I'm going to show you this on the screen right here. Very good. And number three, Cheyenne.
Number three.
Understand.
Understand it. Very good. Excellent. I need to understand it. You want to hear a joke, friend? There was one time there was a statement in Urdu and somebody needed to translate it. So they said a girl is standing under the tree. So that is different if somebody says understand or stand under. So we don't need to stand under the Quran, but we need to understand the Quran. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, Zaria, number four. Number four, what do I need to do with the Quran?
Learn it.
Say it again.
Learn it.
Learn it. Okay, very good. So when I learn it, then what do I need to do, Maryam Noor?
Pass it to others.
Okay, very good. Pass it to others. We just skipped one of them here. When we learn it, we follow it also, okay? And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do. And I am so proud of you, mashallah, that you guys are following it so nicely. And you are doing so amazing in terms of sharing with us and sharing with your friends. So how many of us would like to share what they learn in their homes today? The story of revelation. So go ahead and write your homework. I'm going to just show you the screen so you can quickly make a note for your homework. And inshallah, then I will be seeing you on Thursday. Okay. So meanwhile, you are going to note down this homework. You're going to memorize the dua of sleeping. You are going to practice translation of Fatiha, verse 1. And you can even try 2 as well. Okay. And number 3 is you're going to tell the 5 rites of Quran at home. Okay. So you're going to share with everybody and talk about this at your home, that what does it mean for 5 rites of Quran. If you are thinking that you can do it, then go ahead and type 1 in the prompt telling me that, yes, Sister Jaberia, we can do it. Yes, we can do it. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Awesome. So proud of you. So give yourself a big pat on the back and a special, special thank you to you for being so active in my classroom and doing all the work that you're doing. We are so proud of you. And don't forget to read the Quran, okay? So try to read it. Try to read Surah Fatiha as many times. And if you have any reflections, you have any questions, you have any suggestions, you can send an email. You can tell mom and dad that, mom, dad, we can send an email to kidscourse@noorulquraninstitute.com. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, Noor Maryam. I also love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for being here. So now it's time to enjoy. I'm going to have something for you. And you can stretch, enjoy, and give your mom and dad a special, special hug. And inshallah, I will see you next time. And before we leave, just like the companions of the Prophet ﷺ would do, we will remind each other by saying, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time, mankind is in loss, except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, and who reminded each other of haq, and who reminded each other of patience. Alhamdulillah. So, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Have a great rest of the day, inshallah. And I will see you Thursday. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.